Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
Everybody, this is Jeff Allen. You're listening to Real Talk Radio with Audrey Russo. Is it Russo? 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 Anyway, you'll know you've been listening to Audrey Russo because your life will be edified and your growth will be beyond measure. So listen to Real Talk Radio with Audrey Russo. This is Jeff Allen.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. It's that time again, my favorite time of year, the fall holiday season, and many love to come to New York City at Christmas time and take in a show. But it's hard to know what shows are worth the time, the money, and which are family friendly. And that's why I'm thrilled to welcome back my next guest, who has the answers. Lauren Yarger is a syndicated reviewer for Broadway and Off-Broadway Theater in New York and professional theater in Connecticut for Reflections in the Light, the Connecticut Arts Connection, and BroadwayWorld.com. She is a voting member of the Drama Desk, the Outer Critics Circle, and the American Theater Critics Association. She's a member of the League of Professional Theater Women and co-founder of its Connecticut chapter. Lauren is also a producer and playwright member of the Dramatists Guild of America. And she's a book reviewer for Publishers Weekly and a member of the National Book Critics Circle. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Lauren Yarger. Welcome back, Lauren.
Thanks, Audrey.
Oh, it's so great to have you back with us. I can't wait to talk about that. Well, not me. You talk about this stuff. I'm going to be doing the listening and checking off all these shows. Lauren, let's take a look now because we're in one of my favorite season, really fall holiday season. And most people, think about coming to New York for the show. So what do we have going on Broadway, Off-Broadway? What's going on?
Yeah, there are a few. I wanted to tell your listeners about a couple of things that have recently opened that you might want to check out if you're coming into the city. And then I really thought, like you said, I thought we would focus a lot on some shows that are on Broadway, that have been on Broadway for a long time. They haven't just recently opened. You won't see a review in this week's paper because they're there and they've been there. But these are shows that are probably worth your time if you're coming into the city to see something. So I go through a whole bunch of those. There are tons of shows on Broadway. I want to just start out by saying there's a lot of shows the ones I'm picking are the ones I really particularly recommend. Okay. That doesn't mean that if I don't mention it, it's horrible. I just can't possibly right. say something about every show that's on Broadway. And some of them seriously are not worth my time. So I'm not going to bring them up on the program. I'm just going to recommend the ones that I really think are worth your time if you're coming in to the city, especially during the holiday season. Right. I just saw there's a show running off Broadway. I'll start there. We'll start slow and work our way up. But it's Romy and Michelle's reunion. I don't know if you had seen that movie, but there was a movie some time ago with Lisa Kudrow and Mia Sorvino. And they star as high school best friends who are roommates 10 years later when their class reunion is planned. And it's very funny. I mean, it's a funny movie. It was one of those movies that surprised me that I enjoyed it so much, because if you would have just told me that the topic, the subject of it, I might not have tuned it in. But with those names in it and so forth, for whatever reason, I ended up watching it. And I just laughed all the way through it because it's just funny. And these two friends, you know, one of them is a cashier at a car dealership. The other one is unemployed. And they just are, you know, friends, and they haven't done a whole lot with their lives. And when this reunion happens, they realize that they have to go back and face their classmates, who were very cruel to them. They were not the popular kids in high school, and they have nothing to say. You know, they really have nothing successful to report that they've done. So they decide that they're going to pretend to be businesswomen who've invented something. And they finally decide that what they've invented are Post-it notes. And so, that's just funny in itself, you know, but it's just, the whole thing is just very funny. So anyway, that movie has been made into a musical now, which is playing off Broadway. And of course I went to see it because, again, I enjoyed the movie. And it's really funny. I mean, it's well done. The music is fun. It's just, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's like 80s and 90s kind of pop sound to it. And the two actresses in it are gifted actresses, and they really kind of look and sound like the ones from the movie. I mean, if you're a fan of the movie, you won't be disappointed. There's one change to the plot, but other than that, I mean, it's pretty close to what you saw in the movie. And I went and saw it, and the audience was super enthusiastic. I mean, it was a younger crowd, and everybody was really enjoying it. And it's open-ended right now. There's no closing date that's been announced. So if you're coming in, you know, for the holidays and you have the kids with you or something, you know, I mean, it's pretty wholesome stuff that, you know, anybody in school can probably relate to the memories they have of being bullied and that kind of thing. But it's all... it's just very fun. So I wanted to recommend that. It's at the, what's it called? It used to be the Little Schubert. I'm sorry, I'm forgetting the new name of it. But it's a fairly large off-Broadway theater right there on 42nd Street. So anyway, easy to find. And I would recommend looking at that, especially if you like the movie, because it definitely was satisfying.
Oh, excellent.
Another, you and I were talking about before we actually came on air, show that I saw that I highly recommend, if you can get tickets, is Ragtime at Lincoln Center.
Wow.
It is amazing. I mean, just amazing. And, Audrey, I see a lot of shows, and I see a lot of shows that are really good, that I really like. Right. So, you know, I'm not saying this is the only thing I've seen that was really good, but... when I say I was blown away, it means like, wow, you need to go see this if you can. It's always a good musical. I've seen a number of productions of Ragtime over the years, and I've always liked it. It's a good musical. It's timely. No matter when you watch it, it's set at the turn of the 20th century, 1900s, in, you know, and it shows three different classes of people, basically, you know, an upper class white family, rich family, an immigrant family, and a black family. And they cross each other slightly, but their stories are told through this wonderful music and really wonderful lyrics. And it's just a good musical to begin with. But this particular version of it is just beyond. I mean, it is amazing. It's... first of all, Joshua Henry is the lead character in it. And he is always good. You know, over the years, he's one of my favorite musical actors in New York. Mm-hmm. And if he's in it, I will go see it just because his voice is beautiful and I enjoy his acting and he's just a great performer. But this is, there's something about this. It's like he came into his role. Like this is his, he makes it his own and it is perfection. I'm blown away is the only thing I can say. He's just amazing. Just commanding of the stage and every note is perfect and he is so perfect and it's just, but the whole cast is great. You know, it's not just him. You know, he certainly stands out as he will win the Tony. I'll make the prediction right now on your program. You know, he will be hard to beat. Let's put it that way. Wow. Obviously we have a whole season in front of us, but I can't imagine seeing anything that would strike me as being more deserving of the Tony than that performance. He's just amazing.
Wow.
But the whole thing, and it's like a 28-piece orchestra, which we never see on Broadway ever these days. But because it's at Lincoln Center, that's they have a different contract. It's a little less expensive to do things there. We can see it. And so even if you've seen this musical, you probably haven't seen it done to this level and with the huge cast and the large orchestra. And beyond that, the sets and the lighting is some of the best lighting I have ever seen.
Really?
On a stage where it just is amazing. It helps tell the story. The sets are not that complicated, really. It's not like it's lush and you're looking at, you know, huge sets of, you know, ornate kind of rendering. They're fairly simple, but the lighting is amazing. And it just, it transforms practically nothing into this whole canvas. And you feel like the world is just like appearing in front of you in some of these scenes. There's one scene where there's just a piece of material, it turns out. I mean, at first it looks like a dark storm coming in. And the clouds are rolling in and you feel like you're, you know, outside with the clouds rolling in over your head, kind of. Wow. It's like amazing. And then just a shift in lighting turns it into this sort of crimson background behind the singer who is singing the song. And it's just, I mean, and again, as it's happening, I was like, wow, this is amazing clouds that they have done. And then I realized when the lighting changed, it's just a piece of material, really. I mean, it just has lighting on it. It's not, you know, all that complicated, except in the actual execution of it is very complex, but the actual pieces that are used are really not that much. So I was just amazed. It reminded me of when I saw War Horse there. Uh-huh. At Lincoln Center, same thing, we're blown out of my seat by the sets and by the lighting. It was like there's something about that stage that lends itself to that kind of, it's a very small, intimate feeling theater too. So you do feel like, I mean, for War Horse, I felt like I was on the battlefield in World War I. It was just amazing. Wow. So that kind of, you know, just the whole thing is just absolutely amazing. So I'm very excited because they just decided to extend it. It originally was ending January 4th and you just couldn't get tickets to it. It's sold out and the tickets are fairly expensive, but this is one that's worth it for sure. But now they have extended it. So it'll run through June, which is great. So if you're coming in, you might not be able to see it for the holidays, but if you can come in at another time and see it, I would highly recommend it. This is one of those, to me, must see things on Broadway. Wow. You know, you're just, again, you're never going to see it done this way again. It's still going to be a good musical, but this one is definitely worth the trip in. So I highly recommend it. Oh. And like I said, you heard it here first when Joshua walks away with his Tony Award. Wow.
Okay. I'm jealous about that, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's definitely on my list. And in fact, I liked it so much, I will go back and see that again. If I can get tickets, I will go back. I will pay to go back and see that again because it was that good. Okay, one other thing I wanted to touch on was I recently saw, I saw the tour of Hamilton, which came through Hartford, which is where I am. And I thought, you know, I'm coming on your show and you have all of these these folks all over, and there are tours of Hamilton in other parts of the country. And actually, next time, our next segment, I think that's when we said we would, we talked about focusing on tours,
right?
Because you do have so many listeners who are really are a nationwide voice here. So, you know, there are people all over, and we'll focus on some of the tours and where they are and which shows are worth seeing. But this one was Hamilton, and we had talked briefly last time about how this is the 10-year anniversary of Hamilton making
wow.
its debut on Broadway. It's mm-hmm. still running on Broadway. Mm-hmm. And I was impressed. It's I hadn't seen it in probably almost a decade. I saw it, you know, sometimes more close to when it opened on mm-hmm. Broadway and then the tour then and so forth. But I hadn't seen it in years. And I thought, well, let me go see, because sometimes, you know, when the tours go through, sometimes they're not as tight as the Broadway show. They're not as maybe as timely, even after time goes on, you're like the show doesn't impress you as much as it did originally or something, but it was really good.
Really?
I was impressed. It's a really good musical. It has great music, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and you know, it's a hip hop score. It takes the story of Alexander Hamilton, which was from the book by Ron Chernow, which is like 600 or 700 pages long.
Oh,
I mean, you know, it was
gosh.
An excellent book. It yeah. won all kinds of awards. But not too many of us are going to sit down and read that
no.
From yeah. cover to cover. At least, you know, I don't have time to do that. But, you know, the first like three chapters of the book are the opening number for the musical. And it really brings history to life. And it was really a sensation at its time. I mean, all of the founding fathers and the story of Alexander Hamilton are played by people of color, mm-hmm. Except for King George III. He's, you know, he's still a white person. But other than that, everybody is a person of color. And it really was different because it wasn't trying to rewrite history, if you know what I mean. But it was more like, this is the story of how our country was founded. It's told from Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton being the focus of it and everything, but they didn't change it. But it was more like, this really is everybody's story. And there's something about, you know, people seeing people who look like them on stage that helps make it more their story. And so it's not hostile, if you know what I mean, in mm-hmm. terms of, you know, saying, you know, all these people should not be played by white people or anything like that. But it's just, it brings a unified story together. Mm-hmm. And when I saw Hamilton back when it first was on Broadway, there was one of the first Broadway cons that was held in New York. And it was all these fans coming from all over the country, mostly young people, you know, dressing up as their favorite Broadway characters and things like that. And Hamilton was like that year was the second Broadway con, and they were that year premiering on Broadway. And so they were presenting at Broadway con, and they came on and performed a couple of the songs. And I was amazed, but these kids knew all the songs.
Hmm.
This thing had just been on, you know, just opened off Broadway, but they had been listening to the soundtrack. You know, they had downloaded it or had CDs of it or whatever at that time they were listening to. And they knew every word of these songs, and they were singing along with them as they performed it. And I thought, this is amazing, because, I mean, I love a lot of Broadway shows, and I can sing a lot of songs from the shows that I love, but I can't sing the whole track. And this is like 3 hours, you know, almost 3 hours of pretty much just music. There's really no dialogue except that is sung in Hamilton. And these kids were so into it. So it's been a great way for them to learn about history, you mm. know, and to learn about the founding of our nation and the history of these particular people. And, you know, is there some part of it that's fictionalized? Probably, you know, I mean, any stage show usually contains some storytelling, you know, and we have to.
Artistic license. Yeah.
But generally speaking, it's accurate, you know, mm-hmm. so they're getting a lesson in history, you know, in a different way. I think you could probably, you know, put this information in front of them in a history class in the form of dates and when things happened and what, you know, laws were passed and who, you know, who biographies of these people. But if they're not really relating to it, it may go in one ear and out the other. But this is something that the young generation really relates to. And so anyway, I think it's a really good show. And obviously, it won the Pulitzer and it won the Tony. And you know, so I'm not the only one who thought it was a good show. But, you know, if that's, again, if you're coming into New York, it's still playing in New York. And it's also on tour. So, and we'll maybe briefly touch upon it as well next time as we talk about tours coming through the country. But anyway, from there, I can go into what's playing currently in New York that you might be able to see as you come in for the holidays. Because we know this is a time when people come in, they want to have their family come in. You want to go see the tree at Rockefeller Center and look at the windows at, you know, on Fifth Avenue. And it's just a festive time. I have to say, I was there a couple of weeks ago, and Times Square was packed. Mm-hmm. I mean, just packed, reminiscent of pre-pandemic Times Square. Mm-hmm. So if you're coming in, just know that you'll be back to full force tourist crowds in New York. You know, if the last few years have not been that, this year, I believe, will be. So anyway, if you're coming in with the kids, there are a couple of few choices that you have still playing on Broadway. We have The Lion King is still on Broadway. You know, that opened in 1997.
Wow.
And has been playing two sold out audiences.
Unbelievable.
Ever since. I mean, it just it has never died in popularity. It's still a really good show. This is another one that has tours that come across the country. So you may have one coming closer to you than New York. But it's still a great show. It has the Elton John music. It's basically the story that you know from the movie, the Disney movie, that my kids watched when they were little kids. So this is how long ago The Lion King came out. And it's still really a wonder to watch between the puppetry that is used. The characters are all animals in Africa, you know, a lion, cub, and so forth. And they all are part human and part puppet. Most of them, not maybe every one of them, but most of them. And it's really spectacular. And they use sort of a rolling background that makes it look like the plains of Africa, you know, with the animals running across it and everything. It's nothing like this had existed before The Lion King came out. So it was impressive at the time, certainly. But I don't know anybody who's seen it, and even, you know, on tour now, who doesn't remark that it's really amazing. It's an amazing show to watch. So that's one you can see for sure. And another Disney that's still playing on Broadway is Aladdin. That opened in 2014.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, again, you know, it's the story from the animated movie that you know, and the songs from that Menken songs. But still there, still flying the magic carpet ride over the audience, you know, on Broadway. So there's options there for younger kids, basically, mm-hmm. if you're traveling with them and you want to see a show. Also still playing on Broadway is Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. That opened in 2018, and it opened as a two-part play. And after the pandemic, they condensed it. So it's one play now. It's about 3 hours long.
Ooh.
So older kids probably, but that's who's into the Harry Potter books and so forth. And I thought it was really very good. I had not read any of the Harry Potter books. I know some people just threw up their hands and said, how can you even not do this? I hadn't read any of them. My kids read them. I had seen the first movie when it was made. Mm-hmm. So that was all I really knew about the story, except what I heard, you know, from people talking about it or whatever. And this story is set 19 years after the books. Okay. And they're all married and have kids of their own and things like that. But then they travel back in time. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of like a story within a story within a story. And it's very complex, but amazingly, I didn't feel like I was lost, not knowing anything really. Mm-hmm. there was one scene that I felt like if I hadn't seen the movie, I might have been a little confused. And the only other thing was the woman who was playing the role of Hermione happened to be an African-American, but she wasn't in the movie. So I spent a few minutes at the beginning going, who is this woman? But everybody else knew it was Hermione because she married this other guy. So if you knew the characters, you were fine. But for me, not knowing who everybody was, I just was a little puzzled for a bit. But other than that, I thought it was an excellent job, an excellent book by Jack Thorne. You know, and really exciting stuff. I mean, it was, even if you didn't know anything about the story, this was just intriguing storytelling. And there's a whole bunch of magic, you know, in it, in terms of effects, magical effects, things appearing and disappearing, and, you know, things that you know from the story that from what I understand from people who are fans, you know, when it happens, you're like, oh my gosh, that's even better than I imagined. You know, it's really a special effects show, as well as, you know, being a Harry Potter thing. And at the moment, the guy, his name is, I'm looking at my notes here. Oh gosh, his name is Fenton, I think. Anyway, the guy who played the enemy of Harry Potter. See, I don't know anything about these. Can you tell? I can't remember the guy's name, but he plays Harry Potter's enemy. Mm-hmm. Draco Malfoy, mm-hmm. I think it is, I think that's his name. Anyway, the enemy of Harry Potter, the guy who plays him in the movies is now on Broadway playing that role.
Oh, really?
Through May. So there's been a big flurry of excitement about that because you'll get to see him do it in person, mm-hmm. if you go see that. So some good selections there for younger people. There's also, of course, Wicked, which is still playing mm-hmm. on Broadway.
Okay.
That opened back in, wow. I didn't look that up, but that's been on for years as well. I'm trying to think, place it. It's at least probably 15, maybe more years on
wow,
Broadway.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Oh. And it's, you know, it's still, again, it tours, and you have, you know, different Wicked tours come through and everything, but it's a good show. It's got a little bit more... It's probably for more older children. Mm-hmm. There's some stuff in it. There's and depending on your sensibilities, I mean, there is some magic in it and some chanting of spells and things like that. So I know some people who, you know, are not wanting to go to see that because of that. But sure. Mm-hmm. If you kind of know the story of Wicked, it's wonderful music by Stephen Sondheim. Stephen Schwartz. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's worth the trip. I mean, it's an entertaining, again, a lot of special effects and things that make it worthwhile. For adults, there are some things that have been running forever, but again, I don't recommend them all. I have a couple that I do recommend. There's a quick, depending again, if you like this music, it's the music of ABBA. It's Mamma Mia. You've seen the movie. That's the show.
Right.
It's fun music if you like ABBA. The story is really strange and doesn't make a lot of sense, but it's more like, how could we link all of these Mamma Mia, you know, all the songs together from ABBA to make a show? And that's what it is. But it ran for years on Broadway, and it's toured and it's come through 20 times, you know, through your local theater. But they've just done a new rendition of it on Broadway, and it's just a short-term thing. It's playing through February 1st, I think it is. So you can see that if you're coming in for the holidays and you like Mamma Mia and you haven't seen it for a while, you can put that on your calendar, perhaps.
Right.
Another one that's a possibility for you is Chicago, which is still playing in New York.
I'm gonna interrupt there. I was blessed enough to see Cheetah Rivera, yep. Gwen Verdon, and Bob Fosse was, you know, alive and did the mm-hmm. choreography. That was mind blowing as a kid.
I saw that also. That was back in the 70s, the original.
I saw it
as
a kid.
This is the revival.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the revival that has been on Broadway since 1996.
Oh my gosh.
So it is a successful show and just plays, and it's often not sold out or anything like that. You can definitely get tickets to Chicago. Wow. If you're coming in. It's a little racy. Mm-hmm. So again, depending on your sensibilities, you know, it's the story of these women who are in a cell block, and they've all been convicted of killing their husbands or lovers. And but the music is, you know, Candor and Ebb, and it's good entertainment. So it depends on, again, whether that's something you want to see. But right now, Kate Baldwin is in it. She's a Broadway actress, one of my favorite Broadway female singers. She's got a great voice. And they announce every so often they'll have a celebrity mm-hmm. kind of person come in as one of the main leads.
Sure. Yeah.
So you can check on that when you come. But right now it's Kate Baldwin. And then the other one I would recommend that's still on Broadway, that's one of my favorites, is Six, which is the Six Wives of Henry VIII. And it's like a rock musical. They are supposedly all coming together in some kind of a contest that whoever can tell that they had the worst time being married to Henry wins the contest. So you're laughing, so you yeah. see what I mean. It's
yeah, right.
kind of tongue in cheek. But again, this is another one that has this great music. It was my favorite score that year. I literally loved it. And it's got one of the best drummers. It has an all-female orchestra, and this drummer she's the original drummer, at least she was the last time I was there, which wasn't too long ago, I've ever heard. I mean, she's amazing. And so it's got a great score, and it's all told in music. There's very little dialogue, again, mm-hmm. telling history, and it's pretty accurate. I mean, that you get a really good history lesson about the Six Wives of Henry VIII.
Wow.
And there's a couple of more ballady songs, but mostly it's this rock. And you come out singing and humming the tunes. It's one of those, you know, and you can't get it out of your head, you know, for weeks. You're still hearing the sound. But it's really great. And that, like Hamilton, you know, again, is another really good way for some history to be absorbed, maybe, by the younger generation. It's just... You know, it's another way of doing it, but it's just, I don't know. It's just a really good show, and I would highly recommend it. And then beyond that, of course, if you're there's all kinds of holiday concerts that you can see in New York, you know, too many to try to list, except I will say that Norm Lewis is doing one at 54 Below again. And that's next to Joshua Henry. He's probably my next favorite voice on Broadway. So that would be definitely worth looking into. But we're celebrating the 100th anniversary of the Rockettes at Radio City Music Hall.
Wow.
And they've added extra performances because of that. You know, people are very excited to go see it and be part of the celebration of 100 years. They started 100 years ago in St. Louis, and they're the longest dance company, professional dance company in the country.
Wow.
They start today. The shows are starting today, actually. It's November 11th today when we're talking. And anytime now through through the holidays, and it usually goes after Christmas for a bit through the new year. They have multiple shows a week, and that's usually pretty good, wholesome entertainment. You know, there's wonderful dancing. There's usually... There used to be, I can't swear because I haven't seen it in a while, but there used to be a nativity scene that was part of it.
Used to be, I don't know if it still is. It was at the end, yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully that's still part of it. I guess I should go see that and be able to report on that for next year for everyone. Like, how has it changed over the years? But I saw it not too long ago, so it's still very good. So anyway, that is my report on what is coming up and what you can go see. And hopefully you'll go and enjoy some time with your family in New York and see a show and make some memories together.
Yeah, that's awesome. Lauren, where can listeners follow and support your excellent work?
Most easy is to go to the website at gracewellproductions.com.
And you're also on social media, yes?
Mostly on Facebook. Yes.
Okay, good. Okay. And as always, so you won't miss anything, as always, I'll have those links for you in my after show, which is now the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the honor button right under the show description. You'll find everything you need, all the links and info you need to follow Lauren's work. Thank you so much again, Lauren, for all your arduous work that you did it for us so that we know. Will you join us again on the show? Yes.
Oh, I would love to.
Awesome. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.